talking today with Michael Spear. He's a sales rep for Golden Harvest. We have been on a crop tour here in Hydro, Oklahoma, and we saw some really good corn, really tall corn. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so in the last 3 or 4 years, I'd say we've gotten down here into this hydro area with some double crop corn behind barley. We've got some 110-day varieties or hybrids that work really well, and some 113-day variety that the guys down here really like, and it seems to really fit their rotation and what they're wanting to do.
Yeah, because you mentioned it's a little bit harder for us down here because we just don't have cool nights.
Yeah, that's I think when we look at the summer of 2021 in general, the August maybe took some hotter nights there, but June and July, we really cooled off at night there and helped the corn as we progressed through vegetative into reproductive stage there, and corn looks really good.
Are you finding the corn looks pretty good everywhere?
Yeah, I'd say from for the most part, everything in Oklahoma has looked really good, and we get up into south central Kansas where harvest is starting to go. Looks pretty good there. There's some dry pockets there, but for the most part, the corn has been pretty good everywhere I've seen.
Well, I know the key is picking the correct variety, because we mentioned not only the heat, but you've got to find something that can withstand drought, and I would assume that's a little bit harder in this neck of the woods.
Yeah, it is. It's but that's the good thing is we've got good cooperators down here that are willing to try different varieties, and we can really hone in what the best hybrid is for the area down here.
And do you find that there's a pretty big difference in the seasons that you're growing corn?
Yeah, I mean, we've got guys that start March 15th, and they're done out of the field by now, and then you get down here, and they're hope to be planted by July 4th. So it's a pretty wide planting window, which a lot of the guys you get up in the I-States, they don't plant the corn near that wide a window is what we do.
Well, when a producer's looking for a type of variety to plant, what are some things that they should be doing to make sure that they get the right variety for where they're located?
Well, I look at, drought stress, heat stress for me is a big one in this part of the world. Do we have Viptera, which is a syngenta trait that keeps your corn earworm out? When we get this part of the world, we can see some pretty big differences and our pretty big losses in yield from corn earworm. So that's something that's been a really big seller for us, especially as we push south here. And ear flux is something I really look at a lot here too, because we can plant lower populations and kind of help to manage our stresses.
And I know with today, the crop we were looking at had some rust issues. How do you combat that?
We highly suggest fungicides, especially in the later planted corn like that. The earlier the better to kind of keep, as we get towards tassel, the earlier the better we can do there to help keep it at bay and not let it get started, because it can blow up really fast this time of year.
So what's the end game right now for producers with corn in the ground?
Raise as many bushels as they can with the prices high. Everybody knows that input prices are high right now, and so with the commodity prices as good as they've been, this year has been kind of a fun year to work with producers, because they want to push the fungicides, they want to push some different stuff to make sure that they get the top end yield. With $5 to $6 corn, we want to raise as many bushels as we possibly can to maximize when the yield, the price is high here.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on a pretty good looking crop. We'll hope for the best as we get into harvest, right? That's always what we have to hope for as we get closer and closer to the end.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much.